come to learn this big truth, very liberating truth, never to be afraid to try something new, never to be afraid to try something different, never to be afraid to embrace the spirit of adventure, because the spirit of adventure is a spirit of trust. I read somewhere in a book that Amateurs actually built the ark in the times of Noah. A very interesting piece of information. And it's true. So, I've come to notice that a lot of people are tempted to give up because they feel that whatever it is that they're doing, whatever it is that they're building, isn't working. So now, the temptation to give up, the temptation to quit, then becomes very loud. But this is one liberating truth that I want to communicate. This is one big truth that I want to bring to your attention. You might be that person that is trying to do something, but it seems like things are not working. And the only possible option that you have is to give up. But the liberating truth is that when that happens, when that whisper to quit, to give up, strikes your mind, you want to try something new. You want to make another attempt. You want to step into the unknown. You want to explore other possibilities. What matters is, as long as you're making progress in your life, as long as you are on the move, as long as you are attempting something, as long as you are embracing the spirit of adventure, you're going to have new opportunities. And of course, you're going to face new challenges. You see, all of us, we have these big dreams. We have these big aspirations. And we have all these big goals that we want to pursue. But we need to be ready. We need to have solutions, you know, to the challenges, to the struggles that we are going to experience along the way. So on your journey to attempting new things, on your journey to building something with your life, on your journey to embracing the spirit of adventure, what you know what to do, do it with not looking back. What you know what to do, do it. With your priorities set right, you've got to have the boldness to press on and never to look back. But if you don't know what to do, then that affords you the privilege, that affords you the opportunity of trusting God through His Holy Spirit to guide you. So the dynamic here is that you gotta do what you can do, and God will do what you cannot do. That's a very liberating dynamic, I should guess. So we need to learn to embrace new things. We need to embrace new possibilities. So when these new things unfold, we're not supposed to be scared. We're not supposed to be afraid. But the truth is, new experiences, you know, new challenges can sometimes, you know, kind of get you scared. You know, it's inevitable. But they don't have to be. They don't have to be. Because the fear to embrace these new opportunities, new ideas, you know, new methods. So if we insist, you know, to cling to these old methods, to these old ideas, because then we are afraid, we are scared to embrace these new opportunities. And so the immediate option is to cling to these old ways of life, to these old relationships, you know, all these old mindsets and stuff like that. It's going to be very hard to accept or to embrace the new things, and we're not going to make progress in our lives. But God's intention is that we got to move forward. In everyone's life, God is doing something new, but you've got to be ready to embrace it with passion. You've got to be ready to accept it with passion and to live in the new things that God is doing in each one of us. So I want to encourage you to have the boldness, the courage to follow God in the new things that is leading you into that might be uncomfortable. You know, so it's just better to follow God's leading into what actually might seem uncomfortable than to remain in a place that is no longer life-giving. You know, to remain in a place that is comfortable but is not, you know, facilitating your growth. So to become everything that God has intended for you to become, you want to have the boldness and the courage to embrace the new things that God is bringing in your life.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.